That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about every single one of y'all who work with people. Here's what I know about women. You probably got some woman that you work with that you bitch about your weight, or y'all go and get drinks to bitch about your life to. Instead of using her as your bitch partner, start using them as an accountability fucking partner. God, y'all, this is like, I'm going to get off on a rant here. Sorry, Crystal.
You're fine.
This is what I notice. I try to give y'all some simple suggestions to do some stuff, and then your brains light up with, we can't do that. So let me go find reasons. All of you probably have people in your life right now who are dying to help you, or you need to lead the way because you two are kumbayaing on a miserable fucking life. Most of you won't reach out to ask someone to help you, but you will reach out to complain to them about your bad day and not even ask for advice, but just give them the residue of, there ain't nothing I'm going to tell you that I'm going, like, if you're going to call your girlfriends and bitch, you better give some gratitude first. That is going to be your currency to bitch to your people. At least say what I'm thankful and tell them you're thankful for her. But if we don't start changing our mindset around, like, just like Crystal's a good example. Her brain is telling her it's disrespectful to patients if I go fill my water bottle. This is what's disrespectful to a patient. Walking in the room and spitting on them. That would be disrespectful. You filling up a water bottle, taking a pee break. That's called basic human self-care. Let me ask you this, Crystal. You're a doctor, right?
Yes.
Would you ever tell your patients, hey, I got a real, like, I need you to do this. I need you to, like, barely drink water every day.
Oh, no.
If you can, can you ignore your body's signals? Don't drink water. Like, get real thirsty all the time to the point that it's miserable. And then if you need to pee or poop, here's what I would like you to do. Hold it until it's painful. Thank you. Come back tomorrow. Would you ever say that to someone?
No, we talk about water all day, every day.
Exactly. So if you would tell your patients that, here's what I want you to see. It is disrespectful for them for you to ignore what you tell them to do. If we want to talk about disrespect, the most disrespectful thing to do is to go in there and preach one thing and do another.